Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome. We are talking about three huge mistakes that small business owners are making right now that I want to make sure you're assessing if you're doing this. And then I want to give you some tips to make sure how you can switch your mindset or the way that you're doing, okay? So let's jump in. So some businesses right now are thriving and some are already closing, right? We have been impacted very differently. And you might think, well, it's because this happened or that happened or they had to close their doors and this company didn't, they're virtual. But what I want you to see here, it's not about like the circumstance or what's actually going on. I think it's the way that small business owners are reacting to these situations, okay? It's a lot of mindset, a lot of different things that you might realize now you have a lot more control over than you think, okay? So let's jump into this really quickly. And what's funny is these are three different ways that I want you to see. You could be doing all three of these in different areas of your business, okay? So number one is I see people not taking action, right? Fear has taken over and it's leaving them paralyzed or it's leaving them overwhelmed. So they're just not doing anything, okay? They are afraid to look at the math. Look at the numbers. What's the new math here? You know, that's all this is. Business is math. You need to know what are your expenses? What is your income? If you know you've had a huge drop in income and you know that you haven't had a huge drop in expenses, you might be afraid to look at what these numbers are doing to your bank account, doing to your profit and loss. How many of you have not looked at the numbers or done the math to see, are you going to make it in July, in August, in September, right? I understand the fear there, but I want you to really understand that that is only hurting you more. Not knowing where you stand is so much worse than understanding you're this much in debt or you're going to be that much in debt, okay? So I really, really want you to take ownership of your numbers and look, okay? So another thing is, failing to adapt. I interviewed yesterday Lauren Golden here on the podcast. So you'll hear that episode come out. I think next week we're going to air it. It was so good and so relevant right now. And she said, you know, I see a lot of people with their messaging of pivot, 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 right? And she's like, some people don't need to pivot. They just need to adapt. And that I think is a big thing is maybe we're trying to look for such a huge pivot that if we just looked at what we had and figured out how we could adapt to what is going on, you would be in much better shape, okay? So don't allow yourself to get sucked into the drama of the media. I think some people enjoy drama, right? They enjoy the fact that they can complain or like, poor me, I didn't get the stimulus funding or I'm gonna have to do this or lay off people or we're only bringing in this much money or we don't bring in any money. And that's all they're talking about. They like the drama, okay? Do not let yourself get sucked into the drama and then that's what you're spending your time on. You're not actually taking action on things that could actually be beneficial to you, okay? Another thing is failing to plan. So you tell yourself this story. How many of you have done this? You tell yourself this story that there's just so much to do and so many unknowns that you just don't know if you could take action. So you're better off waiting to find out exactly what you should be doing, right? So maybe you're waiting for the governor. Maybe you're waiting for the president. And instead, you could be proactively figuring out what would your plan A, B, and C is going to be, all right? So for instance, with our big recitals that we hold, we have two performing arts academies, like 4,000 to 5,000 people come to this recital every year. That is not gonna be happening the way we wanted it to in June, right? So we already have a backup plan of other dates. We have backup plans if they only allow 200 people, 100 people, 50 people, 10 people, we have all those backup plans. So I'm not waiting for the governor to tell me what's going on and then I'm gonna figure it out. I'm going like six steps ahead of him. So when he announces, I'm ready to go. So don't let the idea of you're not in charge and you don't have control over it, so therefore you cannot plan. Okay, I see some guilties, I see some I knows. I get it, people were doing this and that's okay. And I'm not sitting here saying, don't do this, I'm not doing this. No, I might have gone, dipped in to the pity party or dipped into the media, and then it's like reset time, okay? Today might be the message you needed to hear to reset your mindset, okay? Number two, that was just really one, even though there's a million points in there. Number two, the person I'm seeing, thank you, Precious, I appreciate it. Number two is taking desperate action, okay? So I don't know which one's worse, taking no action or taking desperate action. Because desperate action, when you're feeling desperate, you make really bad decisions, right? Like if you're angry at somebody, it's not the time to email, right? It's not the time to be negotiating with somebody then. Same thing when you're feeling desperate and alone and helpless. It's a really bad position to be in or place to be in when you're feeling desperate. So what do? They start making, they take action, but they take the wrong action because it's coming from a wrong place, a scarcity mindset. So what do? They start cutting their spending, stopping action, right? Stopping what they had planned, they're changing it up, or they're slowing down, okay? So a lot of people I see are letting go of really important relationships. Couple things here. I've seen people let go of their CPA. In fact, I've talked to my CPA and I've actually heard from him how many people are like, I can't afford this person right now. My CPA is the one giving me the numbers, giving me the knowledge, giving me the information. I am going to him saying, what do I need to break even in summer? What do I need to profit in summer? Like, what do these numbers look like? Getting that knowledge from him is powerful. If I have to figure that all out myself, that's not my sweet spot. I probably will mess it up, right? And I really want guidance right now when it comes to my finances. So getting rid of your CPA right now is a bad move. Even if you're thinking, oh, but I don't have the money. These people can make you money when you have the right person working with you, okay? Another person, letting go of your coach. You guys, let's just pretend like we're a basketball player, okay? And you have a coach because you want to be in the NBA, or you are in the NBA and you have a basketball coach, okay? Can you imagine if all of a sudden you started to, you were amazing at free throws. Like that was what you were good at. You were amazing at it. And this coach was helping you. And then all of a sudden you started to get really bad at shooting free throws. You were never hitting it. Imagine saying to the coach, yeah, this isn't the time. I'm not good at this right now. I'm not really in a place to be doing this right now. So I'm going to quit coaching with you. When you are in like these crazy circumstances, we need a coach more than ever, okay? More than ever. So I don't want you to be thinking, I've been working with this person or I'm in this person's program and I just can't afford them right now. You better double down on whoever you've hired to help you get through this, okay? Make sure it's somebody that is doing well for themselves. I wouldn't be going with a coach right now who is struggling, right? Who is basically saying, or somebody who's not actually doing what you're trying to get through. Just be careful. That's the number two of who not to let go of. Third one, your right hand, okay? So let's say you have somebody that is your like ride or die right hand in your business, whether it's like a general manager, sometimes they call it an integrator, whatever that person is, letting go of them, that's like the person you keep as long as you possibly can keep and hopefully never let go of, because your right hand is probably your most valuable person on your team and you don't have time to be doing all of the things right now. So be really careful. You are not letting go of people that you can afford to lose, right? You may rather go into debt paying them their payroll than losing them. And then when things get back to normal, they're nowhere to be found because they're going to look for another job, right? So when you're thinking about layoffs or partial layoffs or all of that, don't be letting go of the people you need the most without letting them know the vision of how they're going to get payback later or reimbursement later or any of that. So be really, really careful, okay? I love this, you guys. Taking desperate action. We're still in that little category here. Don't take desperate action by stopping development of something or the expansion you had planned. Now, obviously, there's going to be some pivots and tweaks there, but don't just think, oh, we have to stop this, okay? You might still be able to justify moving forward with whatever it is you were going to do. So I'm not going to be doing things where I'm like, ooh, new idea. I wonder if this will work. I'm going to continue to develop and expand on areas where I see the market has a need. All right. So be thinking about that. Don't just automatically cut it out. Okay, I'm loving that you guys are loving this topic today. Okay, next one is taking desperate action, right? Are you giving out discounts, free stuff, not selling, all of that because you're letting fear run your business? So it might be better off to just slow down and like figure this out first before you start throwing out numbers or over-promising and then having to under-deliver later, okay? If you are not doing the math, it is very difficult for you to be putting out new offers or discounts or anything like that if you don't have the knowledge to back it up, okay? That's when you're gonna go, oh shoot, do we really have the funds to do this? What is this actually going to look like, okay? And that's something that my CPA is working on right now. Somebody in my studios is working on. I'm like, how much would that program have brought in over summer? What did we bring in last year? What did we bring in the year before? I want all of those numbers before I start making decisions on the next step, okay? All right, number three. So we've just covered three different ways, and this is number three. Not changing where you need to change, okay? So the first person is just somebody who's not doing anything. The second person is doing something, but it's desperate action. The third one is somebody who is not changing where they need to be, okay? They're ignoring the situation of where they really are. They are failing to budget, right? And they're failing to live below their means because they are unrealistically thinking, we'll be fine. We'll get through it. No problem. You don't know. You don't know how long this is going to last or if you're really going to get through it. So spending money on things you don't need to be spending right now is foolish, okay? Failing to budget and do those numbers because you think this is temporary, we don't know. We really don't, okay? We don't know how this is going to affect us even moving back. I was just interviewed by Allie Brown right before this, and she, one of the things I had said to her was, we're doing a survey to our people soon asking them, even if we could open the doors on May 26 when the governor allows us here in Wisconsin, do you want to come back? Like, are you going to feel comfortable sending your children back in the building, right? Do you want to stay with virtual? What does that look like for you? You can't assume that because the governor says something that your people are agreeing with him, right? That they're going to continue to do this. So you've got to make sure that you're adapting to what your customers are looking for, okay? Ignoring the weaknesses. I'm going to be honest here, you guys. I have seen a few weaknesses, maybe more than a few, where I realized, man, we should have had a better plan in place. We should have been doing this beforehand. How did we not see this? I am seeing some major red flags and some major weaknesses. And our problem areas have been exposed, right? Maybe to the public, maybe just to you. Maybe there's things where the public probably doesn't realize this, but I see that I do not like this and we are in fragile state here, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to see this as an opportunity for growth, okay? And if you cannot fully believe or say that this time right now is an opportunity for growth, you are still stuck in that pity party stage, right? You are still stuck in the drama and everything that's going around. But what I want you to do is see that there's always a silver lining. There is always the good in something. Even though this is not an ideal situation, I want to get out of it today. I'm still not. And I have to start to go, how can I use my time wisely? And a big part of that is seeing the opportunity for growth. I have been in business for 15 years since we incorporated, and our business hasn't really changed in quite a while. Like the model has been pretty similar. There hasn't been a drastic like area of growth recently. Like we've had the same products, programs, and services, and I have seen the need to expand, okay? If you are in Foot Traffic Formula, you guys, I am gonna be sharing tomorrow on a training I'm gonna do for you, a new idea that I have and how I'm going to expand my current physical locations and my current studios. I've got some really cool stuff that I wanna share with you, and we're gonna be talking about that inside the program tomorrow, okay? You've gotta honestly look at what is the opportunity? It's there. But if you don't look for it, you're going to miss it, okay? All right, two things that I want you to know. Tomorrow, I'm back here at 11:30 Central doing a recession Q&A. Same place, wherever you're watching this, I'll be here. And then on Monday, I am kicking off another workshop. It is five strategies to future-proof your business. We are using the Foot Traffic Formula as our model, as our framework. And we're gonna dive into driving more traffic, getting more leads, warming them up and having them buy even in a time like this. We're going to still be talking about, should you be hiring? How do you maximize the people that you have on your team? All of that good stuff coming your way. I'm doing a really fun virtual happy hour, not this Saturday, but next Saturday after the workshop. You can go to stacytuschel.com/workshop. You'll get all the details there and how to sign up. It will not be publicly broadcasted live. It will be inside of our Facebook group, okay? The Foot Traffic Formula community, Foot Traffic community. When you go in there, that's where I'm going to be doing the live. So if you're on Instagram or on YouTube or you're not anywhere in our free Facebook group, you want to jump in there. If you go to stacytuschel.com/workshop and you go to opt in, they will send you with a little button to the Facebook group. So we'll get you in there. That is happening on Monday. This is different content than I've been doing, you guys. This is updated real time. These are live. So you're not hearing content from 2 months ago. That's not relevant. You're hearing how I am using the Foot Traffic Formula in, what is the month, April? I'm like, oh my goodness, what month are we in? In April 2020. It's very different than how I was using it in March and in January, right? Like, this is a total change. So you guys are going to love it. Yes, please make sure to get in that group, stacytuschel.com/workshop. If you have questions that you want me to answer on just the recession in general, post them right here, put a comment in, and my team is going to be collecting a lot of these questions for me to answer tomorrow live, okay? Or show up live and ask me questions and we'll be jumping right in, okay? All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. I appreciate your time. I will see you tomorrow, Friday at 11:30 Central. Bye, guys. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.